Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs, auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/JustinBoydCountry. This is GLT.
You use several apps in your class so students can find practical ways to really put these good classroom practices to use. Let's go over some of these that you have. One of them is called Credit Karma. What is that about?
Credit Karma is a free app, and it's also a website. And with Credit Karma, the students can input just a little bit of personal information, and it will actually give them their complete credit history and a credit score from both TransUnion and Equifax. So they have a pretty good idea of where they stand in the world of their credit score. And the beauty behind that one is most of them have never even checked their credit before. They didn't realize they needed to check their credit report.
Is this something they need to do frequently, frequent enough that it really makes good use to have an app on your phone?
It depends on how much they're using credit. One of the things that Credit Karma will do is it can remind them to pay their credit card payment when it comes due. And it will tell them all of their current balances that they have, and they can keep track of where they stand credit-wise financially.
There's another app that helps deal with cash flow and bills and just overall budget. That's Mint.com. Tell us about that.
Mint.com, again, is a website or an app. And with Mint, they have several different products. One of their products will allow them to track their expenses, so they can actually link their debit card if they wanted to their Mint.com account, and it will keep a perpetual balance going so they can track where they're spending. It will divide their expenses into different categories.
And then insurance companies have developed apps, too. State Farm has an app. Well, you name any major insurance company, they have an app now. How do these help students or help individuals keep track of things relating to their insurance?
It lets them know what their liability limits are and what type of coverages they have. They have basically their insurance card in their pocket at all times if they have the app. And it just allows them to be aware of how they are covered.
And if it's car insurance, for instance, I know some of the commercial talk about being able to whip out your phone and take pictures of at accident scenes, things like that. And the app comes in handy with that, I suppose.
It does. Some of the apps will even let you, in case of an accident, file your claim, upload pictures of the accident immediately so that an adjuster can see it, and it speeds up the claims process.
And there's a simple loan calculator, so people are able to, basically, they can just use this app on their phone and they can figure out quickly what kind of payments they're going to have, how much money they're going to get, things like that.
Simple Loan Calculator is actually one of my favorites. It's one that I keep on my phone. And you can use that calculator to go in if you're looking to buy a car. You can put in the price of the car, the length of the term, so 5 years, you would put in 60 months, and the interest rate that they are offering you on that loan. It will tell you within just a few pennies what your payment is going to be, and it will even give you an amortization schedule if you want, so that you can see how much is going to interest and how much is going to your principal every month as you're making that payment. It's a great tool when I'm talking a little bit about mortgages, in that I can show them a 20-year loan versus a 30-year loan.
And they can see the difference between the payments and how much money they're going to owe at the end of the, as you get closer to the end of the term, things like that.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, these apps are usable by anybody off the street. They'd be helpful for anyone when it comes to personal finance. How do you find college students make use of these?
The college students will keep track of their spending and their budgets if it's easy for them. And using these apps, it does tend to be easier for them than keeping something on paper. And so once they're introduced to the apps, some of them will start using them. And they actually say they like it because they never realized how much they were spending on different things.
Are you finding that students have had much experience with these sorts of financial apps before? And maybe, you know, students are always teaching technology to older people. Do you learn a thing or two sometimes from students in your classes?
I do. The students have actually brought in different apps that they share with me, and some of the apps that I now use in the class are things that the students have found. But for the most part, the students come in not using financial apps. They may have heard of Mint.com. That's the most common one, and it's one that their high school teacher may have introduced them to. But other than that, using apps for financial literacy is not something that they typically do.
Tamara Davis is an assistant professor of business education at Illinois State University and teaches financial literacy classes for ISU students. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
I'm Willis Kern.